Folks, it's time for some amazing fun facts about the San Diego Chargers. And a bunch of hooey I made up off the top of my head. Let's do it. Did you know that the San Diego Chargers started life in 1960 as a charter member of the American Football League? In fact, their very first year, they were in Los Angeles, not San Diego. Their original owner was Baron Hilton of the famous Hilton family. In fact, they had originally named Paris Hilton Charger Hilton after the San Diego Chargers. She did not like the name, and as she got older, petitioned her parents to legally change it because she was getting so much abuse at school. Oh, here comes Charger Hilton, Charge Card Hilton. You know, I couldn't take that either, so I don't blame her. So the Chargers spent 1 year in L.A. and went to San Diego, playing at Balboa Stadium, originally City Stadium. Balboa Stadium, part of Balboa Park, which was built to be part of the Panama, California Exposition around 1915, I believe, which was supposed to be a celebration of the opening of the Panama Canal. Interestingly, another group in San Francisco wanted to have their own Panama Exposition and tried to get San Diego to end their organization of their particular exposition, and in fact petitioned the Taft government in Washington to put the kibosh on San Diego and focus on San Francisco. Come on now. To the credit of the San Diego people, they said, hey, we don't care what you're doing, we're having our own exposition, and they moved forward calling it the Panama California Exposition, moved forward without even really having enough funding or even knowing what they were doing. And that's a tradition that some years, it seems like the Chargers continue to this day, moving toward a goal without actually showing any evidence that they knew that they know what the heck they're doing. Some people say San Diego was the originator of the term the fearsome foursome to describe their defensive line. Part of their fearsome foursome was Ernie Ladd, a large player for those days, 6'9", 315 pounds, one of the biggest players in the league at the time, although now that's standard, it seems like. But he was also a professional wrestler called the Big Cat, which he started part-time before his career ended, and then when he stopped playing in 1969, he went into wrestling full-time as the Big Cat. Hey, why don't they just employ elements of wrestling into the NFL? Like, instead of out of bounds, just put wrestling ropes around the entire field. So unless they go over the ropes, they bounce off and the play continues. Much more exciting and would add a lot more viewership. And they could have those giant buckles. Come on, would you rather have a Super Bowl ring or a giant dinner plate belt buckle that says Super Bowl champion? I know the answer. You want a giant buckle. Because if you get hungry, you can just pop off that buckle and use it as a plate when you go through the drive-thru at Taco Bell. I know what you're doing. Folks, those have been some amazing facts about the San Diego Chargers and a bunch of hokum I made up. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. Because if you get hungry, you can just pop off that buckle and use it as a plate when you go through the drive-thru at Taco Bell. I know what you're doing.